Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
You said locker room banter. You described kissing women without consent, grabbing their genitals. That is sexual assault. You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. Certainly, I'm not proud of it. But this is locker room talk. You know, when we have a world where you have ISIS chopping off heads, where you have, and frankly, drowning people in steel cages, where you have wars and horrible, horrible sights all over, where you have so many bad things happening. This is like medieval times. We haven't seen anything like this, the carnage all over the world. And they look and they see. Can you imagine the people that are frankly doing so well against us with ISIS? And they look at our country and they see what's going on. Yes, I'm very embarrassed by it. I hate it. But it's locker room talk, and it's one of those things. I will knock the hell out of ISIS. We're going to defeat ISIS. ISIS happened a number of years ago in a vacuum that was left because of bad judgment. And I will tell you, I will take care of ISIS.
So, Mr.
And
Trump,
we should get on to much more important things and much bigger things.
Just for the record, though, are you saying that what you said on that bus 11 years ago, that you did not actually kiss women without consent or grope women without consent?
I have great respect for women. Nobody has more respect for women than I do.
So for the record, you're saying you never
said things that, frankly, you hear these things they're said. And I was embarrassed by it, but I have tremendous respect for women.
Have you ever done those things?
Women have respect for me. And I will tell you, no, I have not. And I will tell you that I'm going to make our country safe. We're going to have borders on our country, which we don't have now. People are pouring into our country, and they're coming in from the Middle East and other places. We're going to make America safe again. We're going to make America great again, but we're going to make America safe again. And we're going to make America wealthy again, because if you don't do that, it sounds harsh to say, but we have to build up the wealth of
Thank
our nation.
You, Mr. Trump.
Right now, other nations are taking our jobs, and they're taking our wealth.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's go back to last week. Hurricane came, went. We're good. Okay? Everybody's good? We're good. Sorry about that, St. Augustine. St. Augustine got hammered pretty bad. A lot of flooding in South Carolina, parts of South Carolina. As far as, a Category 4 hurricane slamming into us, it stayed offshore so far.
Thank God.
Thank God. Because those things, once they're over twos and threes, they're bad. They're really stinking bad. So no electricity. That was, Karen and Steve, our friend Karen and Steve in Boca Raton, Tony Boca, where you pay like big taxes, big, big. They lost electricity like Tuesday. they were like, oh, really? Already? Already? We don't have electricity. And then my mother, of course, my mother was with me. If those of you who follow us on the Facebook, on Randy Rhodes Facebook show, on the Randy Rhodes Show Facebook, you've now met Loretta for real. That's her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hey. And so we spent the hurricane with Loretta. As you can see, this was like our, 16 of, trying to get through lack of fun things to do. Listen, that's my mother. That is her right there. She's hysterical. She's hysterical. She was stoned is what she was. She was stunned. She was opining. Politicians talk to God. The politicians, they talk to God. And because I said to her, the governor says we're all going to die. I couldn't believe the warnings we were getting. I have never heard language like this in my life. Okay. And I've lived here for a really long time. We went through Hurricane Andrew, 1992. I was on the radio, talk radio back then locally. So, we went through hurricanes in 92. I missed a whole bunch because I lived in New York, but my house was here and got hammered in Hurricane Wilma, had to have windows replaced because there was no... Anyway, we've been through all of them. We've been through so many hurricanes. I have never heard language like the language I heard from the governor of Florida. You're all going to die! Your children will die! I mean, it was like, what the hell did he just say? Truly, what did he just say? Tell everybody where a pet-friendly shelter is. Tell everybody how far inland you should be driving. Tell everybody, you know, put up a list of pet-friendly hotels. And why I say pet-friendly is because people sometimes stay behind because they won't leave their pets, and I totally get that. So these are the kinds of pieces of information you would need. Oh, no. Oh, no, we got, you're all going to die. So I said to Mom, she's 87. I said, Mom, are we going to die? She said, eventually. I said, no, I mean, are we going to die tonight? She said, no, the governor said so, but, you know, and maybe he knows because he talks to God. And then she took a toke and she said, and they better hope God doesn't listen to them. Then she put on her Loretta turban and, you know, we began the Ask Loretta Anything portion of the evening, which you can do once, you know, she's three sheets to the wind. So that was our fun. That's what we did. And then, you know, the next morning came and there was some wind overnight. We were okay. Electricity was, you know, in and out. And that's the problem we had with the show was all these computers. You know, every time the electricity goes, they reset and you have to, you know, so that was the issue. But otherwise, we're safe. St. Augustine, which is the oldest city. In Florida, they got hammered so bad. It was really sad because it's a beautiful place. But of course, the news didn't cover it because it's St. Augustine and it's not a media market. You see? So just keep this in mind. OK, just keep all this in mind that the media chooses and picks what it's going to cover. And apparently flooding in St. Augustine was not among the things. Flooding in Haiti was not among the things covered. But Skeletor, our governor, telling everyone in Florida they're all going to die. Yes, because Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, major media markets. So that explains that. All right. So we left off on Wednesday where Mike Pence had to defend Donald Trump. And every time Mike Pence would be asked a question, did Donald Trump really say Mexicans were rapists and murderers? He would say, no, he never said that. You always leave out the part where he says they're all good people because Donald Trump never said they're all good people. He said, and some, I assume, are good people. After he called most Mexicans criminals, rapists, they're bringing drugs and they're bringing crime. Okay, and then they asked him about, Trump said Vladimir was great, good, better leader than Obama. He never said that. Trump's position on Syria, you know, he doesn't want to get involved in Syria. Oh, he never said that. We're going to get involved in Syria. Oh, yeah, we're going to get involved in Syria. Oh, that was fun last night when they finally asked Trump about Mike Pence. I guess Trump was still pissed off at Pence because before the debate, a few things happened, which I'm sure you're all aware. Now, yes, we've all seen the tape of Billy Bush, and yes, he's related. And why the media chooses to leave this little factoid out every time they talk about it, I don't know. But Billy Bush is Jeb Bush's cousin, which means he's George Bush's cousin, which means he's a Bush. Okay, he is part of that family. And he does work on that TV show. And he worked beside, he was the co-host for Nancy O'Dell when Nancy O'Dell worked on Access Hollywood. Now she works on Entertainment Tonight, but back in the day, 2005 is now the day. Can you believe this? This I can't believe. But 2005, when Donald Trump was a mere 60 years old. 59, 60. Yeah, when he was a mere, you know, a pipsqueak, a whippersnapper, a precocious child. Yeah. And he was still groping women. It was Nancy O'Dell that they were discussing on the tape. And Billy Bush was Nancy O'Dell's co-host, which is just an amazing thing. And so, you know, apparently, well, I would be shocked if there were any tapes, any candid tapes of Donald, never mind, in public, he's, I'm not paying that MF tax, okay? Go F yourself. I mean, really? So why are you shocked when he says the P word and, you know, I could grab it and blah, blah, or I'm allowed to abuse women because I'm a star, because I got money, because, why is anybody shocked at any, I would be surprised if there were any tapes of Donald Trump where he didn't sound like this. At this point, I mean, do I have to go through all of them and play? I think maybe not, but we'll see what happens on the phone. But this is not the first time Donald Trump has been accused of attempted rape. Okay, Nancy O'Dell was very gracious over the weekend, and she just said that, you know, politics aside, I got to say, this is really horrendous the way women are being talked about. It's got to stop, blah, blah, blah. But also what she did not mention was 2 years. This tape that you saw was 2005. What she didn't mention was that in 2007, she was working at the Miss USA pageant. She was, a host of the Miss USA pageant, and she was pregnant. She had just gotten married when Donald Trump, tried to bag her. And she said, no, thanks. I'm a happy newlywed. Things are great. I'm getting it all. I don't need you. You and your crazy wig, go away. And so 2 years later, during 2007, the Miss USA pageant, Nancy O'Dell was hosting that thing. And Trump tried to fire her because he said, I don't like the way pregnant women look. Now, you know what? You could believe it or not believe it, but this is exactly what Ivana told the newspapers in New York. When she threw herself into the arms of Liz Smith, and Liz Smith said Ivana was hysterical crying and kept saying, Donald doesn't want me anymore. He doesn't want me. He does not like me anymore because I have three children. He doesn't find women after childbearing attractive. It's the same exact story that Ivana told Liz Smith. So there's that. And then, of course, you know, Trump and the beauty pageants. You know, I'll tell you what kind of guys go to beauty pageants. Very gay costume designers. Usually from Texas. Right? And creepy rapists. Those are the only guys you're going to find. That's it. And guys that want to, you know, a job hosting. That's pretty much it. So, you know, Billy Bush is now getting suspended from the Today Show, where he currently landed, right? He works. He's getting suspended for the Today Show. Let's just examine this for a brief moment. Apparently, if you're a co-host on the Today Show, there are consequences for this conversation, this type of, locker room banter. But if you're running for president of the United States, there isn't. Thank you. Pointing out the obvious. Hours and hours of conversation. Nobody brings this up. Nobody tells you any of this stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. Tic Tacs issued a statement. Tic Tacs. Skittles already had a rebuke. Single-handedly, this man is going to destroy the candy industry. He is. Hershey's, you're next. Look out, Mars. Oh, Mars is Skittles, right. Oh, my God. Holy crap, man. But, okay, so Donald Trump says it was locker room banter, had nothing to do with behavior, because Anderson kept pressing him. Do you kiss random women? Do you do the tic-tac thing and kiss random women when they don't want you to? Are you forcing yourself on women? And it took him a really long time in that answer right there that I just played for him to say, no, I don't do that. But that's not what the evidence shows. Now, I've left his past sexual harassment things aside because women, you know, when it comes to Trump, he does have a lot of money and he does have a lot of power. And there are people that sue Donald Trump whose wives he's harassed sexually or pushed against a wall or shoved his tongue down their throat. And as a condition of one lawsuit going forward, having to do with a business deal that went sour with Donald Trump, Donald Trump might say to that person, look, your wife is suing me for, you know, attempted rape. Drop that and I'll settle with you. Now, that is the story of Jill Harth. Now, I'm going to show you Jill Harth. This is Dan Abrams on Law News. Dan Abrams, who is an attorney. And Dan Abrams, you know, he used to be on the cable TV.
ABC News, too.
Right. Yeah. He was on a lot of TV news, Dan Abrams. And now he's got his own thing going on the internet. And he does have a section of his internet offerings. This one's called Law News, but he spells it with a Z. It's just adorable, Dan. But he actually sat down with Jill Harth. So did other people, okay? I could have pulled a whole bunch of interviews she gave, but I pulled this one because Dan happens to be an attorney and Lisa Bloom is representing Jill Harth, and Jill Harth and Jill Bloom are all in this video, okay? So I thought this might be a little helpful. And you listen to her description of what happened, And then you can listen to the description on the tape that Donald himself gave of what he did to Nancy O'Dell. And then, of course, you know, we have to talk about this press conference that Donald Trump organized before the big debate, which for me was like the most mind-blowing thing. Oh my God. There are no words for what he did. But first, here's Jill Harth, okay?
I know that I'm going to have backlash, but at this point, bring it on. I've been through enough. I'm a lot stronger now than I was 20 years ago.
For the first time, Jill Harth is speaking out about the sexual assault lawsuit she filed against Donald Trump in 1997.
He was showing me this big mural, and then the next thing I know, he was pushing me up against the wall and making a move on me and was all over me. And again, I was taken back. I was shocked that he was doing this. I'm like, what are you doing? There were people around and like, what are you acting like this for? It was really unsettling. I was nervous and I couldn't understand why he was doing this with me. I had to push him off of me.
So there was no ambiguity that these were unwanted sexual advances?
Absolutely. On my part, you know, in his brain, he thinks everybody wants him.
Right, but putting aside what he thought, but in terms of the way you reacted, in terms of what you did, you made it very clear that these were unwanted?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When somebody says stop it, stop it.
Now, Harth has retained high-powered attorney Lisa Bloom.
All legal options remain open.
Harth says she met Trump in 1992 when she was in the beauty pageant business.
That the main reason Donald went into this was to get into my pants and to have the girls as his playground.
She and her then husband, George Harraney, eventually sued Trump for breach of contract. And it was during that case, she says, that a comment from Trump put her over the edge.
We were in the same elevator going up to the room with the deposition, and he said to his lawyer, see, I told you she was a great piece of ass, meaning he had already gotten me. And that just set me off to no end. After that, I was ready to go with the harassment.
She then filed her own case against him. In your lawsuit, and I'm gonna read from it here. This is the one filed in 97. You say the defendant Trump, over the plaintiff's objections, forcibly prevented plaintiff from leaving and forcibly removed plaintiff to a bedroom, whereupon plaintiff Trump subjected plaintiff to defendant's unwanted sexual advances, which included touching of plaintiff's private parts in an act constituting attempted rape. Tell me about that incident, when that happened and what happened.
That one that you are referring to happened in March.
Okay,
of
so that's another. This is another incident. This other incident. This is Ivanka's bedroom.
Thing, or to okay budget, or to guarantee things, and he wanted me there in person, and He kept on saying, come on, let's lay down, just make yourself comfortable.
Let's lay down.
Come on, we'll talk on the bed. And I'm like, I'm not talking on the bed. And he just was very aggressive with me. It's what I can say. He was always trying to grope me and touch me. And I had to tell him to stop. I would say, I didn't come here for this. I came here to discuss the business. And what are you doing?
But Harth withdrew that suit shortly thereafter.
So I did withdraw it, but again, it was part of the agreement to settle that case.
And earlier this year, when Law News unearthed the lawsuit and contacted Harth, she seemed to back away from her claims.
I saw Donald at a rally in South Carolina in January of this year, okay? I did see him. I went with somebody, two people, friends of mine, that are very pro-Trump. And I said to him, in a conversation, I said, Donald, if anybody brings up anything about that past, I'm not going to say anything negative. It's over, it's done, it's the past. And he thanked me for that. So in my mind, that was an agreement that I wasn't going to say anything and that he wasn't going to say anything either.
But according to Harth, Trump violated that agreement by publicly denying a New York Times story that included Harth's allegations.
I'm angry. I'm angry that he is saying that this never happened.
And then there was this interview on CBS.
Look, I'm not in every interaction my father has, but he's not a groper. It's not who he is. And I've known my father, obviously, my whole life, and he has total respect for women.
She's 10 years old at the time. She was playing with coloring books. She didn't know what her father was like. He was out gallivanting all the time. She was oblivious.
All right. So this is what happens when you have money meeting court cases. So this one, they sued Donald Trump for breach of contract. She was a makeup artist, and I think she was doing the makeup for the pageants. And Donald Trump, again, stiffed her and didn't pay her. And so her husband sued. Okay, they sued for breach of contract. And as the breach of contract case was moving forward, they were talking about, different things. And, you know, and he said, come over to the house. Let's talk about it. And then he attacks her again in Ivanka's bedroom when Ivanka's a little girl. Right. And so the problem that you have with these lawsuits is they're filed, they're withdrawn, they're filed again. There's discussions, there's settlements, or there's not. And right now, this is an open case. You can't find, and this is what happens when a man has means. He can get away with just about anything. But the type of behavior she's describing, the type of behavior that Trump is describing that he committed against a Nancy O'Dell, it's the same exact behavior. And this is why the GOP is jumping ship. Like, they didn't know this before, but now they do.
Clear for takeoff. Randy Rhoads Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhoads.com.